You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Romelu Lukaku to score in an Everton win is 5-2 and Joshua King to score in a Bournemouth win is 10-1. Bournemouth could actually move above Everton with a win here. The pressure is mounting on Roberto Martinez, but have we seen anything this season from Everton, Derek, to suggest that they should be 5-6? That they just seem so inconsistent for me. For them to be odds on in almost any game just looks a little bit suspect.
Well, particularly at home, where they've already had the worst Goodison worst season for home results, Everton. So it takes a lot to back them at odds on here. But I think back to the fixture at Bournemouth in February. It was an FA Cup game. And Everton was something like just over even. I think they were 11-10, and I had them down as absolute banker material. And a penalty against him that was saved, I think, or missed, and he went on to win 2-0. And I thought, well, you know, easiest money I've ever pocketed that. And they're not much shorter than that now, are they? A 5-6 at home against the Bournemouth side that I've given up for the season. I'm going to go for them. I'm going to go for Everton. I just think you look at Bournemouth's recent results. You know, beaten at home to a shadow Liverpool team, murdered at home by Chelsea. I followed a 4-0 defeat at Man City, home to Man City, 3-0 defeat at Tottenham. The only glimmer of light there was beaten Aston Villa 2-1. Big deal. I'm going to go for Everton here. I think they owe their fans something. You know, I mean, it's easy to say that, I know, but because they probably owe their fans something all season long. But they've got to make up for the last weekend's FA Cup semi-final heartbreak. And they played well in that game. Second half, I thought they were sensational. Could easily have nicked it. So I'm going to give them one last final go. I mean, if Bournemouth had something to play for, I'd be looking at the 3-1, obviously. But I just think that, yeah, of all teams, them and Palace, I think I've long given up in the league.
OK, Everton at 5-6. Then Martinez will be desperate for a good finish this season, DK. But they're winless in the last seven games in all competition, Everton.
Yeah, they are. Last seven Premier League games, they've really struggled, haven't they? Drawn 3 and lost 4. If you believe, like Derek does, that Everton are the best side in the Premier League, 5-6 could be appealing. But it's not for me. I can't back Everton. As you mentioned, I don't think I could back Everton at odds on against anyone in the Premier League at the moment.
Barring
Aston Villa. In the competition, and they're just devoid of confidence. I know they played better in the second half against Manchester United in the FA Cup, but they still went out, and they might be suffering a hangover here. There's rumours, Derek, you've probably seen these, rumours that Everton have identified Mark Hughes as a replacement for Roberto Martinez at the end of the season. I don't know how they've spotted him. I mean, identified Mark Hughes. He's had a pretty decent season as Stoke manager. I know Stoke have switched off in the last few weeks, but if they manage to get Mark Hughes in, I do think it will be big for the club, because he does focus on making his teams defensively solid, and that's what Everton need.
Yeah.
And Derek, you mentioned you think back to the Everton win away from home against Bournemouth in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
I actually remember the Premier League meeting between the two sides at Dean Court back in late November. That incredible 3-3 result where Everton went ahead in the 90th minute and then conceded in the 93rd minute. Junior Stanislas got the equaliser on that occasion. And I think we'll see a similarly open game here. I like high on the goals. I think there'll be plenty of goals in this fixture. If you're looking at over 2.5, it's short at 6-10. I think we get over 3.5 at 13-8. I think it will be an absolute cracker from a neutral standpoint. We'll see a good game at Goodison on Saturday afternoon. But Bournemouth had 10 shots on target against Everton back in November. That's the most they've had ever in a single Premier League match.
Right.
I like Bournemouth to win this game. I know that they have struggled a little bit recently, but you look at the teams they've played against. That one good result was against Villa, so you can sort of disregard that one. But the games they've lost, Tottenham, Manchester City, Liverpool and Chelsea, four of the top sides in the Premier League. I think this is actually a step down in class to play Everton. So I'll go with Bournemouth to win this game. I like them at a big price at 3-1. They've got a good record away from home recently as well. They've lost just one of their last seven Premier League away games, winning 3 and drawing 3. But goals in the game, over 3.5, my best bet, 13-8. take a punt with Bournemouth to win it at 3-1 as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.